You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Māori Women's Welfare League has filed a claim in the Waitangi Tribunal challenging the policy changes proposed for the care and protection of young persons. I spoke with Labour's Whanau Order spokesperson Nanaia Mahuta about the claim, and I began by asking her what the proposed legislation will change.
Well, it looks like the policy proposes to move away from whānau, whakapapa, kin-based care model, and that would be a problem because approximately 60% of the children in care are Māori, and the decisions around where their future placement, care and wellbeing should be made with the knowledge of a wider, you know, network of whānau who could be involved in that process.
Absolutely, and this is going to the Waitangi Tribunal. In what way of does this breach the treaty and rangatiratanga?
Well, it's going to the tribunal, first and foremost, in my understanding, because, you know, the minister hasn't consulted adequately on how he proposes to ensure that when considering the best interests of tamariki Māori, there is provision for the recognition of whakapapa and whānau care, you know, placement. So that's a practice because the treaty guarantees and recognises the mana of Māori, the rangatiratanga of Māori, and in doing so, that means the cultural identity, the whakapapa, the language is important when you're considering the care and wellbeing of Māori children.
Absolutely. And why in that is it important to make that effort to place children within whānau?
It takes away some of the systemic, I think, biases in the current state care system where Māori models of care aren't being recognised, but also there's a level of victim blaming around, you know, it's because you're Māori, you know, it's because you're poor that these things are happening. So, you know, there's all sorts of things involved here. What I would like to see is that the government really take heed of some of the feedback that the Māori Women's Welfare League and other groups are starting to advocate in terms of better care models for Māori children.
So you believe that that's the way forward, is more consultation with Māori?
Oh, no, indeed, the way forward is to look at strengthening whānau whakapapa-based care models and improving the decision-making process within the current system. It's clear that the decisions of care in the past have not been altogether perfect, has totally separated the opportunity for whānau to have input into the long-term wellbeing of children, who, for whatever reason, have been uplifted from their family settings, and this can't continue. So the previous state care model of decision-making hasn't worked well. Iwi are putting their hands up to say, well, we want to have our role to contribute to strengthening a care model. And in order to do that, the Minister should demonstrate that she's prepared to consult with groups like the Māori Women's Welfare League, Māori Social Workers, Ma'iwi, Māori care organisations to ensure that those 60% of children are better catered for within the system, but more importantly, within their whānau, hapū and iwi networks.
Absolutely. And you said there are those systemic issues in the current model of care. Do you think that reform and that consultation is enough, or does it need a kind of overhaul?
Well, it's clear that an overhaul is needed, but the way the Minister went about it was that she set up a review group to oversee the types of reform. The extent to which she engaged iwi, Māori organisations involved in care models, advocacy organisations like the Māori Women's Welfare League, is non-existent. So it's really important, if you're going to get it right, you've got to make sure that you consult widely with those who are affected and involved in the solutions, and that the solutions, if they are to be of any value, that they cater for cultural identity, whakapapa, you know, farm known, ultimately making the best decisions for the child with those things in mind.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.